Hey, Carly, question for you. Actually, it's a question about questions.
Derek, that's a little confusing.
Right. Let me start over. Hey, Carly, as an AP coordinator, where do you like to go if you have questions? I mean, let's say you've read the AP coordinator's manual cover to cover, but still, you have questions.
Now that's an easy answer. I go to chat with a coordinator. These are small group sessions hosted by experienced AP coordinators over Zoom. I can attend as many times as I want. I can bring my own questions, or I can just listen in to what others are talking about. Sometimes those conversations are the best ones because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Chat with a coordinator gives me insights and answers to improve the AP program at my school, and every little bit helps.
These sessions of Chat with a Coordinator are offered every Friday in February, March, and April. They are a perfect way to help schools get ready for AP exams in May, which will be here before we know it. Attendance is free. All you need to do is register. As Carly said, coordinators can attend as often as they'd like. Some attend
every week. So don't miss out on the fun. And if you haven't tried it yet, now is the time. Link to register is in the show notes. Or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP coordinator experience. Again, that's collegeboard.org/AP coordinator experience. We'll see you there.
Greetings, AP coordinators, and greetings, parents of AP students or future AP students. Thank you for pressing play on this bonus episode of Coordinated. Here on the show, we hope you enjoy the shared conversations, and in the spirit of sharing, we hope that this particular episode is one that AP coordinators will consider sharing with parents at your school. So, parents, whether your teen is considering taking an AP course for the first time or has already started their AP journey, we'd like to share some information to help you both understand and support their experience in AP. We have a great online resource for parents called Understanding AP. We'll put a link in the show notes, and here are a few highlights. First, there is a brief overview of Advanced Placement, commonly known as AP. There are 38 AP courses offered in multiple subject areas. Each of the courses has a corresponding AP exam. Those AP exams take place each May and are scored on a scale of 1 to 5. Taking the AP exam is recommended. In fact, some schools, districts, or states require the AP exam for all students enrolled in the corresponding AP course. Parents, we'd also like you to know there are many benefits to taking AP courses and exams. By taking an AP course and exam, students can develop valuable skills, skills that will help students be successful throughout high school and prepare them for a smooth transition to college. Research shows that students who take AP are better prepared for college and more likely to graduate on time. In addition, earning a qualifying score on an AP exam helps students save time and money by earning college credit or advanced placement. In fact, 2 out of 3 AP students earn college credit while still in high school. Parents, there are also free resources to support your students' learning and exam preparation. Just to name a few, there is AP Classroom. This is an online platform where students access free practice resources and instructional videos for every topic and skill covered in their AP course. There is also an AP Action Plan, which includes tips for each season. This helps students stay on track with their AP courses. And students can also follow at AP4Students on Twitter for tips, tricks, reminders, and more. Over the years, parents have asked many excellent questions, and here are a few of the more common ones. First, parents sometimes ask, what's the difference between AP honors courses and dual enrollment programs? This is an excellent question. AP courses are reviewed and approved by college faculty. This helps to ensure that every student who takes AP is being asked to do college-level work no matter where they take it. AP exams are also a standard way to measure how well students have mastered the subject matter. Honors classes don't necessarily prepare students for AP exams, and there is no way to earn college credit simply by taking an honors course. As for dual enrollment programs, dual enrollment programs do not offer a standard way to measure whether students have mastered college-level work either. Because of this, it's difficult for college admission officers to know the quality or difficulty level of any dual enrollment course. All right, that was a great question. Here's another pair of related questions. How many AP courses are enough, and who should take AP? There is no specific number of AP courses that's right for all students. Every student is unique. Students should talk to their teachers and their school counselor to help them decide if they are ready to take AP courses, how many they should take, and which AP courses may be a good fit each school year. Again, there is much more information online on the Understanding AP webpage that we've linked in the show notes. Parents, whether your student is already on their AP journey, just getting started, or considering AP in the near future, we are excited for you and your student. And AP coordinators, our continued thanks for all you do to support your students and AP programs. We appreciate you. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us for this bonus episode of Coordinated. We'll talk with you soon. Well, hello, Carly. Glad you could make it.
Oh my gosh. So sorry to be late. I'm not too late, though, am I? Please tell me the party is still going on. I hate to miss a good party.
You are in luck. It's not too late. The party goes on and on and on, thanks to the power of our on-demand video.
Oh, thank goodness. The release party for the AP Coordinator's Manual Part 2 is the place to be. All those updates and key information for a successful spring. Can't miss that, Derek.
I could not agree more. You and all our friends can click on the link in the show notes to watch the video. That's right. There's an on-demand video of the party, no registration required.
Or you can go to collegeboard.org/APCoordinatorExperience. That's collegeboard.org/APCoordinatorExperience. Get your popcorn ready. We'll see you at the party.